This is Embracing Change with Lakrita Bowman and Jennifer Osborne.
This is not something, some magical thing. He's not a respecter of persons. He's done it for all of us, and he's done his job. Christ died on the cross, and what did he say at the end of the thing? What did he say? It is what?
It is
finished. So what makes us think that he's going to get all the off the throne? Because he sits at the right side of the Father. He's going to come off the throne and do something I can do. It's time for us to pull up our sleeves and do what we can do. He's depending on us. So having the courage to change or Exodus is just my reasonable service. That's just my reasonable service. What he really wants to make sure that happens is that I don't do all of that and be disqualified myself. See, that's what he don't. Because see, we can get busy in works. And I've had to learn the process, y'all, to come out of works and get in relationships. To settle myself down under his grace and his mercy and let him show me meek. You hear what I'm saying? To show me meek. Because me is important to him. You are important to him. And if we're not careful, we will let everything in this world distract us from really producing and birthing out what is important. The Bible talks about what will it gain a man? What will it gain to give the man the whole world and lose his soul? What does it profit us if we do that? If I profit everything, but then I lose me? Come on. I don't want to lose me. I'd rather lay everything that I've been doing down and walk away and go to McDonald's. Come on. And ask people, can I take your order? Than to stay where I am and lose myself. I cannot anymore by righteous and understanding who Christ is. Now hear what I'm saying. I got here out of my pain because I participated. Because I was willing to be wrong when I was wrong. I was willing to be quiet when I needed to shut up. I'm still learning that sometimes. But I know it a lot more today than I did yesterday. Today I was looking for something that is sacred to me. And I was telling Geneva this earlier. And I woke up with it on my heart and I couldn't find it. So I went down into this area of our basement and I couldn't find it. So I accepted that, well, maybe it was just a thought. Maybe I wasn't supposed to find it today, right? So I'm sitting upstairs in our home, and out of nowhere, I hear this voice that sounds like me, that speaks to me about me, and it tells me some stuff, usually what I won't tell myself. And I heard this voice, and it said, go look in your closet, the middle one. You keep your sacred stuff. I just heard this whisper, and I'm like, where's that coming from? So I get up and go to the closet, right? I open it up and I'm looking in. I look in the closet, that closet a lot. And then all of a sudden, I hear something say, move the stuff. Participation, y'all, I'm going somewhere with this. So I start moving the stuff off the shelf and looking. And I kept moving and all of a sudden, here sits this. And here sits the purple box that I was looking for. I'm telling us, y'all, this took me to participate. Geneva gave this to me in 19, it says, Love Geneva, 1999. She gave this music box to me. And this is what it says. It says, from small beginnings come straight great things. And then in this box that I was looking for is these things. Let me just show you. See, because in order to get her unbound, You got to take some markers, y'all. And you got to start clipping at that stuff. Come on. You got to start clipping those wires. You got to go to her and him, and you got to start clipping the wires at the feet, come on, of abandonment. You got to start clipping at rejection, your loss of identity. Come on. You got to do your insecurity and your abuse. You got to start getting, and I had these bar clippers. See, he was leading me to this box to remind me that it takes participation in this thing called life and transformation. And I had to use these bar clippers. See, when I was a thief, I used to use these bar clippers all the time. Now, I don't know about you, they used to have alarms on them, and I take them alarms off because I was a thief. I was a professional. So I'm a very good, see, now y'all, I want y'all to hear me, I'm going somewhere. He had already taught me, or I had already taught myself how to use bar clippers for the bad of life. Then I had to learn how to use them for the good of my life. And the way that I used these bar clippers was by going to the fellowship of believers, by reading the word, come on, by participating in support groups, by doing whatever necessary to stay where I am. Because whatever gets you there, you better do double to stay there. Because I am telling us, see, the one thing about life and the enemy and all of that, he is patient. He will wait you out and get you in your least moment. When you think you got it all together. But I'm telling you, I'm still using these war clippers to clip off even some of the concepts that I thought I knew to be true. That is not true. It's just not the truth. And I've had to learn to go get these war clippers again and ask the Lord to circumcise my heart. Cut away the foreskin of my life that I thought I was doing the right thing for the right reasons. Because the world has said this is the way you do it. But you have said there's another way to do it. And you're teaching me how to cut back even some of the good works, come on, that I've done. Because I would rather cut away the good works to do the God work. And that means to be willing and obedient, as it says in Isaiah 1 and 19, and I shall eat the fat of the land if I'm willing and I obey. He is looking for us to obey. So then I go in there and I look in the bag, and then I remember that I had a pair of handcuffs, come on, in this bag. He showed me, he's like, I was like, oh, that's where those handcuffs are. Come on. Real handcuffs, y'all. Because how many of us have been cuffed to so many things? But none of us want to be locked in with God. Not for real, y'all. I've had to handcuff myself sometimes, y'all. Just so I don't run. Just so I don't cave in, give in, and quit. I've had to handcuff myself to faithfulness sometimes, y'all. And again, he taught me what handcuffs are way before I got to him. Because they were a part of my life for about at least 25 years. See, handcuffs can do one of two things. They can render you powerless. Or what I'm learning is they can render you powerful. You choose. And so I'm like, okay, Lord. He said, but remember, where there's handcuffs, there's keys. He said, and he who sets the son, who sets you free, is free what? Indeed. He said, I'm the key to this thing called life. It's him, y'all. It's my relationship to him. It's the way I think and what I'm thinking about. It's those kind of things, you guys. You know, Barb was telling me just now how sorry she was. Come on. Because, see, she knows that her mom and I loved each other well. But she knew that I'm gonna do what her mother asked me to do. And I was gonna do just what Sylvia asked me to do. Even at the cost of them being angry with me, it didn't matter. But I was gonna do it with justice. Lee, was it you that said I should have been a lawyer or someone that day? It was, yeah, because the day that we all got together, come on, I made sure that everything was present, legally. Because see, God taught me to do things in decency and order. And so in that moment, I realized that even at the risk that her children may be displeased with me, I was going to make sure God was pleased with me. And that what God and Sylvia had asked me to do, I was going to do. And so my point in all of this is to say, we must participate, y'all, in the process called change. It doesn't come by osmosis, Sergeant. It doesn't come by osmosis. It just doesn't show up for you. It has to be done with participation. And I'm telling us that even me today, 30 almost years in the process, I'm still learning some undone stuff in me. Undone. They said that we'll be working out our soul salvation until we meet him face to face. So it doesn't stop just because I may get away from drugs, or I may get away from prostitution, I may get away from going to prison, I may get away from this, and I may get away from that. It don't go away. They just come up in another level. And what I've learned is that is the importance of learning who you are and who you're not. Come on. Is that we don't get a free ticket. We already got grace. And he gave that to us to run this race. He said, the race ain't given to the fast or the swift, but he who does what? Endure to the end. You gotta keep running. You gotta keep participating. That doesn't mean you're gonna be perfect, because Lord knows we're not. But I wanna be a participant. I want to do for me what God has given me the power to do. And then I want to be able to pass it on to somebody else, like Casey said. Because I don't want to give you leftovers, y'all. I want to give you true meat, because that's what he's given me. But I know I got to eat my own stuff first, y'all, before I can ever give you anything. And I just think the body of Christ sometimes have lost that savor of participating with God. Come on. Casey's on his way to Washington. He's participating, right, Casey? He's participating. Because he wants to go somewhere else, so he's got to take the ride, him and Pastor Matt. They got to go to do the work so they can get where they're going. Am I correct? This thing is called participation. I got here from the pain to the process. Because I participate. I continue to participate. This is what I want to end with. It's a scripture that I have, and I want to read it. My thing is going off, but anyway, it's in 1 Kings, and it says, and Elijah came to the people and said, how long will ye be between two opinions? If the Lord be God, follow him. But if he Baal, then follow him. And the people answered him not a word. It's getting to a point in our lives, you all, that we either are going to believe that God is who he said he is, or he's not. The song said it earlier. Either we're going to believe or we're not. We can't continue to allow our propensity to lean towards our emotions and our own will. I gotta believe God. My life is an instrument to say, he's been good to me. I can't find nothing to complain about. Nothing. I was telling Geneva the other day, I was laying in some water, and I just began to try to understand, like, even in that moment, I had total peace. There wasn't no anxiety in my mind, wasn't no chaos, wasn't no voices ripping and running and making me think something that wasn't true. It was just stillness. And I said to him, if this was being in your presence feels like, help me not to ever leave. Help me not to ever leave your presence. Because I want to live in the peace of God that surpasses all understanding. Come on. It's time for us to know that He, the Son, sets free. He said, well, when I was a child, I spoke as a child. See, that picture you saw, that was my child, little girl. And I have been learning. I understood as a child, but now I'm learning, come on, to put childish things away. That's what I'm learning. I can act a fool every now and then. Sometimes I want to. People, you know, the humans are kind of, you know. Yeah, we got But I'm choosing to see the best in people. I'm choosing to go into it in a new direction. I'm choosing. And it's been difficult. Because I started off with telling you I got a heck of a memory. So sometimes, if I'm not careful, my leadership bent is influential. I'm influential. I'm good at what I do. I can talk you out of whatever you got. I know that. But I want to talk you in to what God has already provided for you. And that is His love and His peace. So in closing, I just want us to, I want you to ask yourself, really? In Isaiah 53:5, it says, He was wounded for our transgression. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of His peace was our peace was upon Him. And with His stripes, we are healed. He doesn't say we're getting healed. He said we are healed. Remember what I started with? I said, this was waiting on me. My healing was already here. I just had to show up for it. He had already provided it for us, y'all. So I'm asking us, will thou be made whole today? And then walk through the process and participate. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Okay, guys, you have heard the final episode of this season of messages from Lakrita Bowman. You've just heard the Unbound message, part two. So, Lakrita, let's just wrap this up a little bit. All the messages that they have heard over this past season. What do you feel like is some of the underlying themes that you just kind of hit on over and over again that's important for the listeners?
I think it's hope. I think hope, you know, courage, change. I think that most of the messages talk about obedience mm-hmm. is better than sacrifice.
Mm-hmm.
I believe that the messages talk about resilience and continuation, that it doesn't matter that even if you have to slow your pace, don't stop your pace. Keep pushing through.
Yeah,
keep persevering. And I think it is a great way to lead into what's going to be next, because I am actually going, I just celebrated 30 years of being out of prison, and I'm going to take a chronological time to podcast some of the things that I have experienced personally, professionally, and I want to talk about really, and I'm going to break down trauma in a way for me that has been really expressed, and I've experienced things that was missing, things that was done to me, but also from the day that I walked out of that prison gate on the 5th of August, 1992, and bring me up to today. And so it's going to be like unlocking me, my 30-year journey. And so I really hope you would, you know, because I'm talking about, I'm going to get some, be real about some things and some things that, whether it's about my marriage or whether it's about my relationship with, the ministry, meaning in other words, not about people, but what I had, even this one piece I need to say is that was so profound for me is when the Lord really revealed that the enemy didn't have to send me back to prison or make me a drug dealer again or do all those things because I had postured myself and incarcerated myself into what I was doing in the ministry more than I was worshiping him with what he had given me. And I'm going to talk a little about that and what that was like of, you know, really being willing to let go and turn it around and how this journey has gotten me to a place where I am learning that how to love his people differently. Mm. But I had to learn how to love him and love me first.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, to me, that just sounds like even from this season, when I was talking about like some of the underlying themes, overall, it's been vulnerability and being willing to tell your story in such authentic, real ways instead of trying to pretty stuff up or to, you know.
I call it being naked and unashamed.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
No fig leaves. No fig leaves.
No fig leaves. Well, that's kind of what I was hearing through like even all of these different messages. As you've told your story over and over and over again, it is like, here it is. You know, here it is. Here's the choices I made. I take responsibility for the things I did. And here's how I had worked through the trauma of things that were done to me or missing in my life. And there's so much power in that. Mm-hmm. There's crazy power in telling your story, in being vulnerable. And it's not power from you, obviously, but it's God's power working through you in what you say. And man, there's just like no excuse for that. Or no, not excuse, but no substitute for that. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? It's good stuff.
Yeah.
That's really good stuff. So yeah, join us for season 9 when she talks about her whole journey and unlocking who she is, right? So
unlocking who I'm becoming, who I am, for real. Unlocking me. That journey has been an amazing journey, trust me.
Yeah. And it's continuing to unlock you.
Yeah. You know, I'm not looking for, you know, I think that most of us always want to talk about healing, and I said this to you, but really it's about wholeness. Mm. You know, healing is one part of the journey, but first you got to recognize your woundedness in order to be healed. And then once you are healed, you got to go a little step, keep moving forward to wholeness. Because wholeness doesn't mean you're perfect. It just means that everything is present, but it's in order.
Yeah. Yep. And the thing I've learned about wholeness and healing is you'll take several baby steps, and then you might take one big step, mm-hmm. but then you might take 20 more baby steps. And there's no rhyme or reason when you're going to have that big mm-hmm. step, mm-hmm. but the majority of them are little steps. Mm-hmm. But it's
like how do you eat an elephant one bite at a time?
That's right. One spoonful at a time. That's right. That's right. But that's exactly it. And I think sometimes where people have gotten discouraged is they are looking for those big steps. And it's like, no, the majority of your journey is going to be these little steps, but you have to keep working on them and moving forward. So,
yeah.
All right. Well, until next time, folks. Hi, guys. Every week we get the honor of spending time with you, sharing our hearts and offering insights into all the ways we get turned around as people and hopefully showing an escape route to better choices. Another place that is offering the same type of path for better opportunities is City Gospel Mission. Since 1924, they've been a beacon of hope to the homeless, those recovering from life-controlling issues, youth, and to those needing job services. If you'd like to volunteer or donate, you can visit www.citygospelmission.org. That is www.citygospelmission.org. Thanks. You've been listening to the Embracing Change podcast. Music production and mastering by Gone Coastal Productions. Podcast editing and production by Jennifer Osborne. Podcast copyright 2021 by Lacreta Bowman.